ओके, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम राम. सो नाउ वी आर टेकिंग दिस 22 इनकार्नेशंस, करेक्ट? सो इन दैट टुडे वी विल स्पीक अबाउट द 15th इनकार्नेशन, ओके, एंड दैट इज वामन देव. सो फर्स्ट वी विल लर्न द डिस्क्रिप्शन. पंचदशम वामनकम कृत्वा गद अद्वरं बले पदत्रयम् यचामान प्रत्यादित्सुस् प्रत्यादित्सुस् त्रिपिष्टपम् पञ्चदशं वामनकम् कृत्वा गाद् अद्वरं बले पदत्रयं यचामाना प्रत्यादिष्टु स्त्रीपिष्टपम् पञ्चदशं वामनकं कृत्वा गद्वद्वरं बले पदात्रयं यचामाना प्रत्यादित्सु स्त्रीपिष्टपम् कृत्वा गद्वद्वरं बले पदात्रयं यचामाना प्रत्यादित्सु स्त्रीपिष्टपम् पञ्चदशं वामनकं कृत्वा बले पदात्रयं यचामाना प्रत्यादित्सु स्त्रीपिष्टपम् पञ्चदशं वामनकं कृत्वा गादद्वरं बले पदत्रयं यचामाना प्रत्यादित्सु स्त्रीपिष्टपम् Translation, in the 15th incarnation, the Lord assumed the form of a dwarf, Brahmana, and visited the arena of sacrifice arranged by Maharaj Bali, although at heart he was willing to regain the kingdom of the three planetary systems. He simply asked for a donation of three steps of land. Hey, Shivamana Dev ki. Okay, so let us see the pastime of Vamana Dev. Okay, so Kashyapa Muni, right? You know, there's a sage called Kashyapa Muni. He has two wives. They are Diti and Aditi. Sit properly when you are listening to Bhagavatam. I don't want Buddhas and Buddhis in my class. All of you turn around. Turn. And sit straight. Back straight. And sit like how I am sitting. And you are Bhagavatam. I don't want, you know, like this and like that and all. Okay. So Kashyapa Muni, he had these two wives, Diti and Aditi. Aditi is the mother of Adityas, that is the demigods, the devatas. And Diti is the mother of the Daityas, that is demons. Fine. So this always, like how you people... Oh, so we can show it later, okay? So this like how you keep people keep fighting? Like demons and devatas, like that they keep on fighting. Every time some reason, they keep on fighting, right? We have seen some pastimes already, right? Like how you, can you tell one? Which one I told recently some time back? Which one? Yes, very good. Say Hari Bol for Pushpanjali three times. Hari Bol. Okay? So we saw this churning of the ocean where they fought. Like that, after that what happened? Now the demigod, who became powerful after churning of ocean? Then he got me. He sit like me, I told, no? So, then demigods became powerful now. Now again they started fighting. Whoever becomes powerful will go and come, let us fight. So, they started fighting again back and forth. So, now what happened? The demons started losing. Because the demigods became powerful. Always, and one more thing is, who is the guru of, now let me see. Who can remember? Who is the guru, now adults don't tell, who is the guru of the demons? So many of you know, very good. Who is the guru of the devatas?
Brihaspati.
Brihaspati, very good. So this, so now you know the gurus, what happened? This demons, they respected their guru very nicely. And moreover, Shukracharya had a power. He had mastered, and he had got this mantra of Sanjeevani. With what he could do, even if somebody is dead, he can bring them alive. He used to say mantras and bring all the demons who were killed in the war, he'll give them mantras, they'll become alive again. This demigods will use all their energy to fight with them, they'll kill them, but again they'll get energy, they'll get up and they'll come. So this is how back and forth this was happening. Now the demigods this is all to show us. It's not that the demigods are proud or something. This is to show us. Krishna teaches us through his devotees. So sometimes what happens, the demigods become proud, specifically Indradev. Indradev is of course a very favorite devotee of Lord Krishna, because the Lord uses him to show us many things. That doesn't mean, oh, Indra is proud, then even I can become proud. No. Huh? That is to show us that you should not become proud.
But
so Indradev, yes.
What is the guru of demigods?
Brihaspati.
Or Indra?
Indra is the king of demigods. He is the the king of the devatas. And Brihaspati is the guru. Guru is the one from whom you take instructions. What I should do, like that. Your teacher is Brihaspati. So this, So Indradev, he did not respect Brihaspati once. There was a pastime, that one was also there. So that is why they lose their powers. So when you don't respect your guru or don't respect Brahmanas, you lose your powers. But the them demons, although they are bad, they respect the Brahmanas and they respect their guru. So they become powerful. So like that they keep on fighting, and after the Samudra Manthan, again there was a big battle. So many pages it's written in Bhagavatam. Big battle and big fight was going on. And at one point what happened? Indradev, don't fold the book like that. Keep it neatly. So this, what Indradev did, he shooted so many arrows. On top of that, what happened? This Bali Maharaj, he was killed. At that time, Bali Maharaj was the king of the demons and Indradev was the king of the demigods. Now, Bali Maharaj was killed. He fell unconscious. He was killed by Indradev. And many demons were killed. Now, some demons were remaining, they took Bali Maharaj and they took him to whom? To Shukracharya. Because he has what? Sanjeevani Mantra. So what? They took him to Shukracharya. So he recited some mantras and he gave life to Bali Maharaj. Now Bali Maharaj became very, he became powerful, and not only that, he became very grateful to to Shukracharya. And then after that, Shukracharya, there were many Brahmanas, okay? So those Brahmanas, along with Shukracharya, they told Bali Maharaj to do Yajna. So he did one Vishwajita Yajna. Vishwajit means the winner of the universe. And it's also said he did 100 Ashwamedha Yajnas. So many Yajnas he did to become very powerful. And now he did this Vishwajit Yajna. So at that time, the Lord was so, after doing the Yajna, he got these things. That's why I'm just reading for you from Srimad Bhagavatam here. What they did is, one minute, he got a chariot.
That horse
where he got, yes, it came in, yeah, it, Hari Bol. It came in. What is the name of the horse? Who told? Who told? Uteshava? Acha, Mata Ji. That's what I thought. Who remembers? One minute. Actually, I wanted to read from Bhagavatam. Anyway, there's a chariot came with which was decorated with gold and silver. And then he got so many arrows which was filled in the quivers. And he got a bow. All these things he got from the Yajna, the Vishwajit Yajna. And after that he became very, and he got armor also. So all that full is written. I'm not getting that particular page. So he got all those things. And then he offered obeisances to all the Brahmanas. And they all gave him blessings. And he started going to all the places to win over everything. It seems in one lecture, Radha Govind Maharaj was saying, it seemed that he would devour the whole universe. He became so powerful, Bali Maharaj. So then he went to Indraloka. After fighting with all this, he went to Indraloka. Indraloka is described very nicely in Bhagavatam. The gates and all are made out of gold. And everything all described in Srimad Bhagavatam. So he went to Indraloka. At that time, Indradev and they all, you know, they were thinking, oh, now Bali Maharaj has become very powerful. So they were, Indradev went to his guru. Who is his guru? He went and told, what should I do now? Bali Maharaj is coming, he's become so powerful. Brihaspati said, see, they are respected, they are guru. So he has got lot of powers. And besides that, which yajna he did now? And he's become more powerful. It's better you all go and hide. Chup jao. Go and hide. Because they are devatas. But still, Brihaspati said, now you go and hide. It's better you hide. So then the Indradev, along with all the demigods, don't lean on the walls. Sit properly, sit properly, sit straight. So he, Indradev along with all the demigods, they went and hid. Nobody knew where they went. And their mother, who is their mother now? Diti or Aditi?
Aditi.
Aditi or Diti?
Aditi.
Sure?
Yes.
Which one?
Aditi.
Aditi, no? How many of you tell it's Aditi? How many of you tell it's Diti? Okay, some brains are there. So Aditi, she, just imagine, Aditi is the mother of the devatas, of demigods. Now she is, they are called Adityas. Now she is seeing that all her sons have gone. Just imagine how your mother will feel if you go and hide in some place because you are afraid of the demons. So she became very sad. And so she was sitting in the ashram. And he said, at that time, Kashyapa Muni, he came back home after doing a lot of austerities. A big tapasya, he was already, always he does tapasya. But now he did this tapasya and he returned home. And when you return home, the home, always the house in the evenings at 6 o'clock, it should be clean, you should light the lamp in the house. And you know, this is how you invite in every house. If your parents don't do, you should do. Okay, 6 o'clock in the evening, the lights should be, lights means the lamps should be offered to the Lord. So, otherwise the house, every time becomes very dull. So, Kashyapa Muni came and saw that the whole ashram was very sad and very dull. He came and said, what happened? Then he saw that Aditi mother was lamenting. He said, what, my dear wife, what happened to you? So then she told everything, you know, our sons, Adityas, they have to hide because of this one. And not only that, Bali Maharaj has taken their kingdom also. They don't have anything now. So then Kashyapa Muni, he said, don't worry. Then she said, please do something, please. Then he said, okay, I'll teach you one process that is called Payovrat process. So do this Payovrat process. In this, it's a Payovrat tapasya, sort of. It's austerities. Do this, it is for 12 days. Full it is described. In those 12 days, no WhatsApp, Facebook or talking with anyone, nothing. And no telling bad about anyone, not talking at all. All the time you should just do, think about Krishna, read Bhagavatam, chant and do all the things. And take bath in the mud where, you know, the pigs has this thing. It's all written in Bhagavatam. So, because, but it is said that mud is very aromatic. And then you should drink only milk. Nothing else, only milk for 12 days, nothing else. So like that, there are devotees who do that tapasya still. So Aditi mother, she did it very sincerely and very strictly. She followed whatever her husband said. And what is the procedure called?
Vayograta.
All of you say?
Vayograta.
At least we'll tell the name. Even if you don't observe, at least tell the name. Tell again.
Vayograta.
So she did that. And what happened? After 12 days, Mahavishnu, the Lord, came in front of her. He was pleased with her. He said, what do you want? So then, anyway, he knew that what is her problem now, because her sons were hiding and all their kingdom was taken away, nothing they had. So then the Lord said that, don't worry, my dear mother, very soon I will incarnate from your womb and I'll see to it that Indradev gets his kingdom, my brother. If he becomes son of Aditi, then what will the Devatas become to Vaman Dev?
Brothers.
So then I'll see to it my brothers are safe. So like that he said, and he disappeared. And after some time, Mother Aditi, she became pregnant, and it is said that Brahma Dev and all came and offered prayers in the womb of Aditi, because the Lord had come in the womb of Aditi, Mother Aditi. So then she, after some time, it was Dwadasha Nakshatra. In that, this Vamanadev, he was born. Shri Vamanadev ki.
Yes.
And the moment he was born, he took a form of a dwarf, of a Brahmana. Okay, the moment he was born, he took the form of a Brahmana. And I just want to go through this one. The thing is, 1 minute. Now I will tell you what gifts each of them gave to everyone. Even if you meditate on these gifts, we get the mercy of Lord Krishna. So pay attention. Sit properly and pay attention. The sun god, that is Viva sun god, he gave him the Gayatri mantra. Repeat. I can't hear. Brihaspati gave him. Who is Brihaspati?
The guru of Vedas.
He gave Vamandev the sacred thread. The moment he was born, he became a dwarf, and immediately there was a thread ceremony also for the Lord. Okay, so this is because the Lord, so everything is possible. Okay, so the sacred thread for that who gave? Say again. And then the father, who is the father of Vamandev?
Kashyapamuni.
He gave the straw belt. The straw belt, who gave? Kashyapa Muni. Okay. And then Mother Earth, Bhumi Devi, gave the deer skin. Okay. I'll show you the picture, so maybe you can see this. See, sometime I'll show you the bigger picture also. So then Bhumi Devi gave the deer skin. And moon, that is the name, Chandradev, he gave the danda, Brahma danda. Brahma danda, you know what is Brahma danda?
Yes,
for the
yes.
Sannyasis, yeah. Then it's not sannyasis, like Brahma danda he gave. Then Mother Aditi, she gave the cloth for him to, it's called kaupin, that cloth she gave. And then one demigod, Vayudev, gave the umbrella. You have seen the umbrella on Vamandev?
Yes.
It's umbrella. Now let us repeat from starting again. Till here, there are more, it's a big list. Sun god gave what? Very good. Brihaspati. Kashyapa Muni. Mother Earth. Moon. This thing. Chandradev. Brahmadanda. Mother Aditi. Very good. Demigod. This Vayudev. And then Brahmaji gave him the water pot. Like Kamandalu. Water pot. It's called Kamandalu. And then seven sages gave him Kushagras. Yeah. And Mother Saraswati gave the Rudraksha. You have seen the Rudraksha in his hand?
Yes.
Mother Saraswati gave. And then the sacred thread that Kuvera gave. One more sacred thread. Okay. Sacred thread Kuvera gave. And then the king of Yaksha, he gave the begging bowl. He's a Brahmana, no? Now he takes a bowl and he goes and says, Bhavati Bhikshan Dehi, isn't it?
Yes.
So he, king of Yaksha, he gave the begging bowl, and Mother Bhagavati, she gave the first alms. That is when he brought this Patra. So he gave, that is Mother Parvati. Okay, her name is Mother Bhagavati. Okay, so this is how, we'll just repeat once more. Sun God, Brahaspati,
Sacred Thread,
Kashyapa Muni,
Cowherd,
Mother Earth,
Deer-skin,
Moon God,
Brahmadatta,
Mother Aditi, Vayudev,
Umbrella,
Brahmaji, the seven sages, Mother Saraswati, then King of Yaksha,
Begging Bowl.
Very good. And sacred, that is Kuvera. I don't know why, this may be one more. A begging bowl King of Yaksha gave. That sacred thread, again it's mentioned in Bhagavadam. So sacred thread Kuvera gave. And then Mother Bhagavati gave the first dance. So this is how the sort of thread ceremony of Vamanadeva was observed. Shri Vamanadeva ki
Jai.
And now Vamanadeva was looking so beautiful. Then now he has come for doing his job. What is his job?
To save the demigods.
Okay, now you remember this, but he has another purpose that I'll come to that. So then he went to the place called Bhrigu Kaksha. What it is called?
Bhrigu Kaksha.
It's on the banks of Narmada River. On the banks of?
Narmada River.
Over there, Bali Maharaj, he was doing more and more yajnas. So now, Vamandev, he went walking to that place. And the moment Vamanadev, and it is said, when Vamanadev would keep his step, the earth would shake. The Supreme Lord, no? He seemed like a small boy, but if he keeps his feet, lotus feet, earth would shake. So he went to Bhrigu Kaksha. So he was so effulgent, so beautiful. The moment all the Brahmanas saw, they were looking at him. It is Bhagavan, no? So beautiful he looks. Everybody is looking at him. And then Bali Maharaj saw him. He saw, who is his personality? He got up and invited him, please come. So then Vamanadev came, and then he made him sit on his own throne, and he washed his feet. This is a ritual in all the Brahmana's house. Actually, even in Brahmana's house, whenever a saint comes to your house, you should wash their lotus feet. Of course, the king also did that ritual, Bali Maharaj. He washed the lotus feet of Vamanadev. Okay, and his wife for that, Vindhyavali, she brought a golden bowl in which, you know, her husband could do the seva of washing the lotus feet of Vamanadev. And they took the Charnamrit, no it is, they took the Charnamrit and all took the blessings. And that time itself Ganga came. The water which comes from the Lord's feet is what?
Ganga.
And then after that, Bali Maharaj said, my dear Brahmana, you have come. I would like to serve you. Can you please tell me how I can serve you? So then Vamanadev said, okay, you can give me 3 paces of land which I'll measure through my feet. So Bali Maharaj said, sometimes suppose you see a king and he tell you, give me one chocolate. Something like that. So Bali Maharaj said, you know, I am the emperor of all the whole universe. Everything is under me. What you are asking, dude? Because you are small, no? You are a child, no? So you don't know what to ask. Ask something which I can give you. And he gives a big list. Okay? He gives, you want, do you want this? Do you want that? I won't tell you. Go through the list. He gives a big list. Vamandev says, no. A Brahmana means you should be satisfied with what you have. A person is great when whatever he or she has, she is happy with that. Then you please Krishna. So now Vamanadev said that I'll be satisfied. You just give me this 3 paces of land. So then Bali Maharaj said, and Brahmana said, okay. But when he was about to give, that time Shukracharya came and stopped him. He said, hey, chup, don't do. You know who it is? It is Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu has come in the form of Vamanadev. He is going to fool you. He is going to take everything away from you. Don't give. You're pagal or what? So then Vamanadev, this Bali Maharaj, he told, my dear Gurudev, all my respects to you. But even if it is Lord Vishnu, always the person who gives is greater than the one who takes. We should always be Dena Bank, not Lena Bank. Okay? We should always give. The person who gives is greater than the person who takes. So then this one Vali Maharaj said, "My dear Gurudev, now if the Lord has come, let me serve him." So there was a good sort of arguments, very beautiful. I won't go in the details. So then Vali Maharaj, he took the kamandalu. You have to take the kamandalu to give that pieces of land. So what happened when he took the kamandalu? That place from where the water flows, no, Shukracharya, he immediately took a form of a bee and he went inside that hole so that the water will not fall. Because the water will fall, then only it's confirmed that yes, I'm giving you this charity. Yes. He went there. Vamanadev knew this. He's Bhagavan, no. So he took darbha grass and you know he put and he poked the eye of the bee. The bee just, it was so unbearable for Shukracharya. He came out. And then Bali Maharaj, he poured the water and he said, "You take this pieces of land, whatever you want, as you said." So then now Vamanadev, he started his first step. He said, "Please take." So Vamanadev, he took his first step. He started extending. Vamanadev started growing so big. He started growing. He covered practically the whole universe. And his feet were so big. He covered the full universe, everything in the lower planets, everything he covered in the first step. And then second step, all the heavenly planets, everything he covered in the heavenly planets. And when his feet went up there, you know, through the nail, he pierced the universe and from there Ganga Devi came. That is how it is said. So this is one of the pastimes of that one. So that is one. And then now Vamanadev, he took away everything what Bali Maharaj had. He said, "So, where will I keep my third step now? You said you are not even able to give my three steps. How can you give anything else? You are so proud, isn't it? Where should I keep my third step now?" So then Bali Maharaj, he couldn't speak anything. Everything is taken. Shukracharya told, "I told you." So then, now what happened? This Vamanadev, he got his assistants tie up. Bali Maharaj was tied up, and his head was like this. This picture is there. I'll show you sometime. So his head was like this. Now, Vamanadev went and sat on the throne of Bali Maharaj. "So, where should I keep my third step now?" So then, Bali Maharaj was thinking. And then at that time, Prahlad Maharaj came. And before this, also who is Prahlad Maharaj? Bali Maharaj's father is Virochan. And Virochan's father is Prahlad. So now, Prahlad Maharaj, even in that Vishwajit Yajna, he came and gave him a garland which would never fade. And Shukracharya gave him a conch shell in that Vishwajit Yajna. Now, Prahlad Maharaj also came and he told to Vamanadev, "He has already given everything. What to do now?" So now at that time Krishna gave Bali Maharaj the intelligence how to serve him. But all this while Bali Maharaj did not say anything. Actually what? The Lord cheated him. Chalayasi Vikraman. He cheated him. By three paces of land he took everything what he had, right? But Bali Maharaj never said anything. Then what did he do? He understood that I have not given myself to the Lord. Now tell me one thing, are you great or is your bag great?
Bag.
1 minute, think properly. Bag. Yes. Bag. Are you great or your bag is great? How many of you tell you are great? How many of you tell your bag is great? Think properly. Your bag is greater than you? The possessor of the things. Is the possessor great or the things great? The possessor is great. How do you give so much importance for all these things than you? The whole thing is because of the false ego. So, Bali Maharaj came to know that I have not given myself. Then Krishna gave the intelligence. Bali Maharaj said, "My dear Lord, please keep your feet on my head. I surrender to you." That is called Atmanivedana. So he surrendered and the Lord, he kept his lotus feet on the head of
Bali Maharaj.
What a blessing. And you know what he did? After that, he kept the feet and with the feet, he pushed him down to the Sutala planet. And there he gave him the kingdom And he said, in the next lifetime you'll become Indradev, and in this lifetime I will become your watchman. Vamanadev, the supreme lord, he becomes the watchman for his devotee. Bali Maharaj is a king of demons, but you saw his thought process. He did not listen to his guru for serving the Lord. Previously he was the only one who listened to his guru, isn't it? He didn't listen because he wanted to serve the Lord, and he never ever argued. So the Lord gave him the position in the Sutala planet, and you know what he said? That I'll stand here in the gate, whenever you want I'll open the door, I'll give you my darshan. And in whichever gate you come, there were 3-4 gates, whichever gate you come, when you will come, I'll give you darshan, and I will take care of your planet. So just imagine. Shri Bali Maharaj ki, Shri Vamanadev ki. So I have a question to all of you. Why did the Lord incarnate as Vamanadev? So he gave more mercy to the demigod. Now, okay, Indradev got his kingdom back. So is Indradev great here? I mean, did he come to glorify Indradev or Bali Maharaj?
Bali Maharaj.
For glorifying Bali Maharaj, the Lord did everything. Indradev just got a kingdom, isn't it? So Shri Bali Maharaj ki, Shri Vamanadev ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.